感谢神。我们接下来要去到主学的青少年儿童和主学老师此刻可以回到各自的主学当中。感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们继续来思想神的话语。我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
Praise the Lord, in the Sunday morning, let's continue to study the Word of God. Let's stand up and read a few scriptures.
我们弟兄姊妹一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十四章的几处经文。
The Book of John.
好，十五节起。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。感谢神，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
更是感谢你赐下圣灵带领我们来思想来明白圣经的话语。
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to lead us and to understand and think about your word.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白神话语的意义，让我们更是可以按着神的话语去遵行。
May the Holy Spirit give us the strength and the faith so that not only we can understand the word of God, but we have the strength and faith to live the word out.
愿神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗里去。
And your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my path, so that your light shines on us so that we will not walk in darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
或者说主耶稣也说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Or if anyone loves me, he will keep my commandment.
当我看到这一节经文，我就想起很多年以前我经历的一件事情。
When I read this verse, it reminds me of something that I experienced many years ago.
很多年以前，就那个时候我还是在中国大陆，有一段时间呢，就有一对母子就住在我们家里。
At that time, we still lived in mainland China, and a mother and a son lived at our house for a while.
然后呢，这个小男孩，我印象好像是大概七八岁的样子。
I remember that the boy was about 7 or 8 years old.
但是很明显，就这个小男孩他的父母啊，从小就非常娇惯他，所以这个男孩子是非常娇惯的一个男孩子。
But his parents, and it's apparently that his parents has been spoiling him all the time.
在我印象里，就是有一天上午呢，这个小男孩就很反常，他就是好像非常听妈妈话的样子，然后。他妈妈让他去做点什么，他甚至去做，他给他妈妈帮一点忙。哎，我当时看到我都觉得，哎，今天这个孩子不一样了啊。
And I remember that one morning, and this boy seemed very obedient to his mom, and whatever his mom asked him to do, and he would do, and he even helped his mom to do something. It's very unexpected.
当然，那个妈妈也很高兴，她也很震惊。哎呀，我的儿子，哎呀，不一样了，哎呀，真是懂事了啊。
And the mother was also surprised, and he was surprised to see his boy was like that, and he father was very glad that his thought the boy was grow up.
后来到下午的时候呢，就是啊，我们一家就跟这一对母子就去到附近的一个超市里面去买点东西。那个超市规模就很大啊，我们进去就分开了。
And that afternoon, and our family together with this mother and son, we went to a nearby supermarket to buy something. And because the supermarket was very large, and when we entered this shop, and we were apart from each other.
因为这件事情发生在很多年以前啊，我只是大概的复述我一点点印象。
Because it happened many years ago, so I just remember from my memory.
然后我的印象就是呢，就是啊，我们一家在那转的时候，都就听到那个超市收银台方向啊，就是有很大的这个小孩子的这个哭喊啊、吵闹的声音。然后我们一听，哎呀，这个声音好熟悉啊，就是那个小孩子。
I remember that while we were in the supermarket, and I suddenly heard a loud noise of crying from the cashier's station, and the sound was very familiar, and it was that boy.
好，我就赶紧过去啊！我说，后一看，哎，果然就是那个小男孩在那里，哇，大哭大闹，对着他妈妈大喊大叫。
And we hurried there, and it was that boy, and crying loudly to his mom.
然后就是他妈妈就赶紧就要拉他走嘛。那个小男孩，你别看好像我印象只有七八岁，但是个子还是比较高，因为现在小孩子营养都很好嘛。
And the mother was trying to take the boy away, but the boy, although remember that he was only 7 or 8 years ago, but he was tall and strong.
然后他就哎呀在那里赖到啊，甚至就滚到地上啊，然后他妈妈。过来要拉他，他就对他妈妈就拳打脚踢，然后就破口大骂。
And he struggled and even lay on the ground, and his mother was trying to take him away, and he even beat his mom and kick his mom.
那他就是甚至骂他妈妈说一些不好听的话，然后有一句话我印象还是很深的。
And he even cursed his mom and crying loud to his mom, but I remember.One sentence that he said.
他说：“我今天一上午，我白白听你的话了。我要这个玩具，你为什么不给我买？我一上午，我白白的，就是听你的话，帮你做事。”
He said, "I have obeyed you the whole morning for nothing, and you didn't even buy me this toy."
后来最后我一看，我们家一看，哦，赶紧把这个母子还是就是拉回来了，就回家了。当时已经有不少人在那围观了。
And a lot of people were watching that scene, and so we our family just tried to took the mother and son away and go back home.
然后我印象是那天上午，这个妈妈也还是蛮高兴的。她说：“哎呀，我的孩子，因为这个孩子确实是非常的这个娇惯的孩子。”那天上午那个孩子表现的就还蛮顺服蛮听话，他妈妈心里也很高兴，觉得哎呀，我的孩子今天怎么一夜之间就开窍了，长大了。
I remember that in that morning the mother was very glad because the boy used to be a spoiled child, and suddenly and that morning he become very obedient, and his mother thought that the boy grew up.
哎呀，别看我这个儿子，哎呀，我这个儿子还是心疼我的，我这个儿子还是爱我的。
And he said, "See that my boy still loves me."
哪里知道下午回来之后，那个妈妈伤透了心。
But she didn't know that in the afternoon when she came back from the supermarket, she was very sad.
哦，上午好像一副。乖孩子的样子，上午好像一副关心妈妈的样子，原来他早都盯到那个玩具了，他就想下午拉妈妈去买的。
And that morning, the boy seemed to be a good boy and seemed to be very obedient because he has been expecting to buy that toy and he wants to take his mom there to buy him that toy.
其实他已经有很多很多玩具了。
And actually, he has got a lot of toys.
然后他妈妈没有给他买，然后就发生下午的这样的事情。
But his mom didn't buy him that toy, and that's happened.
这个孩子上午一副乖小孩的样子，上午一副关心妈妈、爱妈妈的样子，是他真的爱妈妈吗？
And in the morning, the boy seemed to be a very good boy, and he seemed to be caring his mother and was obedient to her. Was he really loving his mom?
当然不是爱他妈妈。他只不过是想让他妈妈下午去给他买他早都看中的那个很昂贵的那个玩具。
And of course, it's not because that he loves his mom, and it's because that he has been desiring that toy, and he wants to take his mom to buy him that toy.
所以当我看到今天经文，耶稣说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。”所以爱耶稣跟遵守耶稣的道是紧密联系在一起的，然后爱是在前面的。
So when I read today's verse, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. So loving Jesus and keeping his word are closely related. A love comes first.
然后那个小男孩上午好像很爱他妈妈，听妈妈话的样子，但是显然不是出于爱的，不是出于爱妈妈的心。
Then that boy, in that morning, he seems loving his mother and and obey his mother, but it's not out of his love.
他不是因为爱妈妈，他是希望他妈妈给他好处啊，买东西。
And he obeyed not out of his love toward his mother because he wants his mother to buy him something.
所以这样的一个所谓的听话，所谓的顺服是没有办法长久的。
So this kind of so-called obedience will not last long.
其实呢，像这样的小孩子，你不要说八岁了，今天很多大人都是这样的。
Now to see this eight-year-old little boy, and many adults today are like that.
我就听过有人讲，哎呀，我白白信耶稣这么久，也没看到耶稣给我什么好处啊。
I heard people complain that I have believed in Jesus so long in vain, and I didn't get any benefits from Jesus.
啊，为这件事情，我求耶稣那么长时间了，耶稣没给我啊。
For this matter and for this thing, I have prayed to Jesus for so long, and I didn't get answered.
耶稣讲的那些，我遵行呐，我照办呐，我每个主日去教会啊，我也没看到我得什么好处啊。
And I have obeyed Jesus' teachings, and I have attended church every Sunday, and I didn't get any benefits from Jesus.
哎呀，我去教会那么长时间了，现在教会连个 plug 都没有了，没看到得到什么好处啊。
I have attended church for such a long time, and the church even didn't provide potlucks anymore, and I didn't get any benefits from attending the church.
其实很多很多这样像这个八岁的孩子，我白白信耶稣了，我白白听耶稣的话了，我白白去聚会，我白白去教会了，我得了什么好处呢？
There are many many complaints like this little boy, and I have believed in Jesus in vain, and I have obeyed Jesus' teachings in vain, I have attended the church in vain.
其实耶稣早就说人要遵守他的道，前面是什么？你要爱，你要爱耶稣。
But Jesus have long time ago, and he said that if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And you have to love Jesus first.
其实圣经也告诉我们，其实，在魔鬼的眼中啊，这个世上这些所谓信靠神、敬畏神的人，在魔鬼的眼中，其实都像那个八岁的孩子。
And the Bible tells us that in the eyes of Satan and the people in the world who obeys and believes in God are like that eight-year-old boy.
这不过都是想从上帝那里拿好处啊，所以好像敬畏上帝、听上帝话的样子。一旦从上帝那里拿不到好处，魔鬼就说：“你看这些人一定当面弃绝上帝的。”
And they fear God and then obey God's teaching just to get the earthly benefits from God. And as long as there's no longer any earthly benefits, and those people will reject God immediately.
所以在魔鬼的眼中，这个世人所谓的信畏神、敬畏神或者遵行神的话，这世人其实都像那个八岁的孩子。
And so in the eyes of Satan, and those people who feared God and obeyed God are like that 8-year-old boy.
在约伯记一章八到十一节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
Now I will read you Job 1:8-11。
约伯记一章八节，耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面围上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产在地上也增多，你却伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。”所以在撒旦的眼中，这个约伯其实就跟那个八岁的孩子没有什么区别啊。
In the eyes of Satan, and Job was no different from the 8-year-old boy.
八岁的孩子听妈妈的话，做乖孩子，一旦发现妈妈不给他买玩具了，哇，发脾气啊。
And that eight-year-old boy, he obeyed his mother, tries to be a good boy. For that toy, but once he found that his mom won't buy his buy him that toy, and he become angry.
魔鬼就是这样说啊，我说你约伯有什么，约伯有什么好？不，上帝你不给他好处，你把好处拿走，你再看，那约伯一定弃绝上帝的。
And Satan said to God, "What's good about Job? If you take everything from him, and he will reject you."
当然了，我们只要读圣经的弟兄姊妹都接下来发生什么事情，感谢神，约伯站立住了。当他失去了地上的产业，失去了家庭，甚至失去了自己的健康，他没有弃绝神。
And praise the Lord, if we read the Bible, we know what happened, and Job stood firm, and he didn't reject God when he lost everything he owns in the land, everything his daughters and his sons and all he had and even his health.
他更加的信靠神，他甚至在这个大患难当中，他更加的认识神。他说：“我不再是以前风闻有神了，我今天我更深刻的、亲密的，我认识神了，我与神更亲了。”
And Job has trusted God more, and in his distress, he knew more about God, and before he probably just heard about God, but now he get close to God, he know more about God.
其实我们看上帝跟撒旦之间的这段对话啊，上帝就说，你看这个约伯还是不错的，他很听话的，他很敬畏神，顺服神的。
So from the conversation between God and Satan, we know that God said, "See this man Job, and he was blameless, and he was a good man who fears God."
上帝在称赞约伯。
God praises Job.
然后呢，这个撒旦呢，就在贬低约伯，就说约伯有什么好？他不过就是为得好处嘛，好处没了，你看他一定没有这么好的。
But Satan despises the Job, and he said that because he had everything from you and he fear you, if he takes everything from him and he will reject you.
撒旦看上去是在贬低约伯，对不对？撒旦真正在羞辱谁啊
？It seems that the Satan was humiliating Job, but who actually was he humiliating?
撒旦真正的在羞辱谁？仅仅是羞辱地上的一个尘土所造的约伯吗
？Was he only humiliating the Job, what a man made of dust?
撒旦在羞辱上帝。
Satan was humiliating God.
上帝，你有什么了不起？人家信你有什么了不起？不就是为了你给他好处吗？哪有人真的信你呢
？God, what's good about you, and do men believe you just because you can give them the earthly benefits?
撒旦不是在羞辱，仅仅羞辱地上一个尘土所造的人。撒旦在羞辱神。
Satan was not only humiliating a man that was made of dust on the earth, and he was humiliating God.
感谢神，约伯归荣耀给上帝。
But praise to the Lord, and Job brought glory to God.
约伯说：“我是尘土所造，我是一个渺小的人，但是我信靠神，我不是因为神给我的地上这些东西。”
Job said, I was made of dust, and I'm so insignificant, and I believe in God not because I get the earthly things from him.
我们到最后我们看见不是一个尘土所造的约伯得荣耀的事情，而是上帝得荣耀的事情。
If we read the end of the story, and we know that it's not a story that the man who was made of dust and he was glorified, but God was glorified.
谁被羞辱呢？
Who was humiliated?
魔鬼撒旦被羞辱。
And Satan was humiliated.
你认为这世界上信上帝的人都像那个八岁的孩子吗？不是的，这个世界上真有信上帝的人呐。
Do you think that all those who believe in God are like that eight-year-old boy? No.There were some people who truly believed in and trust in God.
这些或者说这个世界上真有爱上帝的人，而不是仅仅因为上帝给他好处，地上的好处。
Or we can say that there were some people on the earth that who truly loves God, not because God gives them the earthly benefits.
真是非常非常感谢神，就是在我很多年以前，在我还没有成为基督徒之前。我的想法跟魔鬼撒旦的想法有非常相似的地方。我说那些基督徒或者那些到庙里去拜的，不就是为了得好处吗？或者那些到教堂去的，不就是为了得好处吗？在我自己没有成为基督徒之前，我就这么想的。
And many years ago, before I became a Christian, I had the same thought as the Satan. Thought that I thought those people who went to the temple and they went to church and they just go went there to get benefits.
都在装，都在装，不就是为了地上的好处吗？不就是为了得一些什么利益吗？都在装。谁真正的相信有天堂地狱？谁真正的相信天国永生？真的信吗？
They just pretend that they believe for those.Temporary benefits. Who can really believe there is a heaven and there is a hell and there is eternity?
感谢神，真是非常的感谢神。后来神就带领我，让我真见到一些人，真有一些人，就像约伯一样，他们是真的爱上帝，真的是爱耶稣，他们真的是爱天上的家，真有这样的人。后来神带领我，让我看到越来越多。
I praise the Lord that he led me to know a lot of such people who truly believe in God and I truly love God and I know more and more people like this.
但是 我后来的反应，我当然跟撒旦就不一样了啦。我后来的反应就是我要成为这样的人，我要像这样的人，就像他们像耶稣一样。
Of course, later I had different reactions from Satan, and my reaction is I want to be a people like that. I want to be a person like that.
就像他们效法耶稣一样。
Just like that, how they follow God.
所以耶稣其实一开始讲，就告诉我们，就是要爱耶稣，才能遵行耶稣的道。如果遵行耶稣的道不是因为真正的爱耶稣，其实在上帝眼中看根本没有任何的意义。
So Jesus has told us that if we want to obey or keep his word, we have to love him first. If we do not love him, and it's no meaning to keep his word.
那么那些文士和法利赛人，他们从表面上看，他们好像都在严格遵守上帝的教训啊，上帝的律法呀，但是耶稣却责备他们。
Those scribes and Pharisees seem to obey the commandments and the laws of Jesus very strictly outward, but Jesus rebuked them harshly.
我给大家读这个屏幕上的经文，大家可以看一下《马太福音》15章7到9节。
I read you verses on the screen.
马太福音十五章七节，假冒为善的人呐、啊，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的，他说这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。也就是说，这些文士和法利赛人，他们从表面上看，他们也在敬畏神呐、啊，他们也在拜神呐、啊，他们遵行上帝的诫命和律法，但是耶稣说什么呢？这些人只不过是嘴上在尊敬神、敬畏神，心里却一点都不爱，心却远离的。
That is to say that those Pharisees and the scribes, they seem to obey God and worship God on the outside. But Jesus rebuked them that they draw near to God with their mouth and they didn't love God from their heart.
其实看到这些文士和法利赛人，我又想起那个八岁的孩子，上午他对妈妈乖乖的听话，心里想的是不是他妈妈呀？
And when I read these verses, it remind me of that boy again. And when the boy was obedient to his mom in the morning and tries to be a good boy in the morning, and was he thinking about his mom?
心里想什么？想的那个玩具，对不对？心里更不是想着他妈妈。哎呦，我的妈妈好辛苦，我的妈妈好累，我要帮妈妈。没有，心里想的，我怎样的可以拿到我要的那个玩具？
But actually, in his heart, he was thinking about that toy, how to get that toy, and he didn't think about even how his mother was tired and how he could help her.
大卫是整本圣经当中上帝自己说这是一个合神心意的人，大卫。
And David is the only person in the whole Bible that God himself said he is a man after God's heart.
然后只有说大卫一个人，上帝自己说的这个人是合上帝心意，合我心意的。那我看大卫是不是最好看的呢？
God himself said that David is a man after God's heart. And what's David's the most handsome guy in the Bible?
当然不是了，那个扫罗王那比大卫又高大又英俊，大卫不是最好看，大家不要看到那个大卫那个雕像，哎，帅帅的样子，不是那样。
Of course not. The King Saul was actually taller and more handsome than King David.
大卫是不是没有犯过罪呢？不是的，大卫犯过严重的罪，上帝也重重的刑罚了他。
Is it because that David hasn't committed any sins? No, David has committed serious sins, and he was greatly disciplined by God.
大卫是不是很聪明呢？他总是明白神的心意呢？也不是的，他不明白神的心意，他擅自去数点人数，结果被神惩罚。
Was David always wise and smart, and he always understood God's word? No, sometimes by his own will, he counted the number of his people, and he was disciplined by God.
大卫不是最漂亮，不是最聪明，大卫犯过很严重的罪。那为什么圣经说，神自己说，大卫合神心意呢？而且唯一一个。
David was not the smartest, not the most handsome, and he also committed sins. But why did the Bible say that God said he was a man after God's heart?
当然，大卫身上有很多神所喜悦的地方，但是我们至少看到一点，就大卫这个人呢、啊，他真正爱神。
There are many things in David's life that was pleased by God, but at least we can see one point from David that he is.Man who truly loves God.
我们都知道，那个年轻非常非常年轻的大卫啊，少年人大卫，他打败这个巨人哥利亚的故事。
We all know the story that the young David defeated the giant Goliath.
那个时候大卫为什么挺身而出呢？那是全部的以色列人全部吓得躲起来，包括那个又高又帅的那个扫罗王都吓得躲起来。大卫为什么挺身而出？
Why could David stand up and to go and fight with the giant, and while all the Israelites, even the King Saul, the strong King Saul, they hide themselves?
因为只有大卫一个人，他最无法容忍一件事情，就是这个 这个巨人辱骂神，辱骂以色列的神，他一个人这件事情他完全无法忍，其他的人反正都躲着。
Because only David couldn't bear this one thing, that this Philistines and was humiliating and cursing God he truly loves, and all the other people didn't care about this.
我给大家读这处经文哈，大家还是可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll still read you the scriptures on the screen.
撒母耳记上十七章四四到四十五节，四四节，非利士人又对大卫说，就是那个巨人哈。来来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟，田野的走兽吃。大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”就是这个巨人在这里呢，这番对话，巨人这是羞辱大卫。就你看你什么了不起，你看我把你的肉拆下来喂野兽吃，你这个不渺小啊。
From the conversation we can see that this giant he was humiliating David, said you are nothing but a child and I'll give your flesh to the beasts and the birds.
但是大卫是不是在乎这个巨人对他的羞辱呢？
But did David care about this giant was humiliating him?
不是的，大卫最最让他受不了，让他无法忍，不是说这个巨人羞辱他，是这个巨人羞辱了神。
No, and David couldn't bear the fact that the giant was humiliating God.
他说 你在辱骂以色列的神，你在辱骂我心中最爱最爱的神，所以我要来击打你。
And you are defiling the God of Israel, the God whom I love in my heart, so I will come and fight with you.
这个巨人对神的辱骂让大卫无法忍受，当时其他所有的以色列人包括他们的王那个时候都忍了，大卫不能忍。为什么？他最爱神。
David couldn't bear this giant, this Philistines was humiliating the God he loves at the bottom of his heart, and so he couldn't bear that. All the other Israelites, even including the king, they could bear, but David couldn't bear that.
其实大卫不是在乎这个巨人如何羞辱他，他真的不是在乎这个。他哥哥，大卫的亲哥哥都羞辱他，他也不在乎啊。他在乎什么？你不可以羞辱我最爱的神。
David didn't care about if the Philistines was humiliating him. Even his brother, his own brothers, humiliated him. And he was really care about the name of his God he loves.
今天很多的时候我们忍不了，就是别人羞辱我们，是不是？哎呀，觉得好气好气。当人去羞辱神，当人说亵渎神的话的时候，我们有几个人能像大卫这样的？
Today we sometimes couldn't bear that other people was humiliating us, and a few of us couldn't bear that some people are cursing or humiliating God, the God whom we love.
啊，我们今天为很多事情反应非常的激烈。哎呀，我今天出去被人家歧视了。哎呀，谁谁谁啊，又什么啊，不尊重我了。
Today we have some strong reactions towards something that, for example, that when I was out today, I was discriminated and I was not respected.
当时当人藐视神，甚至当人亵渎神的时候，有几个像大卫这样义愤填膺要挺身而出呢？甚至是在别人看来，他那就是去送死了。
But when people are cursing or profaning the God,We believe, and seldom people will stand up and to fight with those people.
大卫在他的诗篇二十七篇四节，大卫说：“有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。”
Psalm 27, verse 4 says, One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
大卫说：“我一直求啊，我一直求，我求一辈子这件事情，我永远求的，这是我心里最想要的。”
David said, "I'm praying all my life for this one thing."
大卫不是求我要做君王，不是求我要得富贵。大卫不是求，大卫说：“我要跟我最爱的神永永远远在一起，这是我永永远远要求的一件事。”
David didn't pray to God that he will become a king or he become a very wealthy, and he asked God to stay with God forever in all his life.
大卫绝对绝对不是一个完美的人。
David was not a perfect man.
他在很多事情上面绝对绝对不能成为我们的榜样。
And in some cases, and David couldn't be our example.
但是他有一件事情，神纪念他，真是一个爱神的人。
But one thing was remembered by God, and he was a man who truly loves God.
耶稣也说过，有一个女人所做的事情要永远永远被纪念。只要传福音的时候，就要讲这个女人所做的事。
And Jesus has ever said, "What a woman did will be remembered." All the time when you preach the gospel.
那这个女人到底做了什么呢？我们很多弟兄姊妹都知道，她用一玉瓶香膏膏在主耶稣基督身上。
What did the woman do? We all know that this woman, he anointed, Lord Jesus. He poured a perfume, whole bottle of perfume on Jesus.
当时周围的那些人，包括耶稣的门徒，都觉得这个女人疯了，这样的浪费，这香膏干点别的，给别人不好吗？
At that time, all those people around him all thought that this woman was crazy, and why this was such a waste? Why not sell this perfume for money to help those poor people?
当时很多的人来到耶稣这里，他们心里想着：“哎呀，我能从耶稣这里得到什么？耶稣给我治病，啊，耶稣让我吃饼得饱，耶稣让我有一天可以。”升高位，坐在他的左边或右边，很多人都是带着期望，这样的一种期望来。我能从耶稣这得什么
？At that time, many people came to Jesus expecting to get something from Jesus. They wish to get healed or get fed, or they could sit beside Jesus. And all of them expected to get something from Jesus when they.Came to Jesus.
这个女人来到耶稣面前，目标很单纯，我要给耶稣什么
？But this woman came to Jesus with just one purpose, and he want to offer something to Jesus.
其实今天我们很多时候，我们也是这样。我们来到耶稣面前，我们来到神的面前，我们要得什么？要得到爱，对不对？我们要去到一个教会，我们就哎呀，我在这个教会感受到爱，哇，这个教会爱我。哇、哦，我需要爱，我需要爱，我需要在教会当中得到爱，我需要在耶稣这里得到爱。我们都是带着需要，带着期望来。
A lot of times we are like this. We come to church. We come to Jesus for something. We come to Jesus for love. When we come to the church, expecting to get love from the brothers and sisters.
就是耶稣的爱早给我们了，在哪里给？十字架上早都给我们了。给我们这一切信靠他的人，给这世上的人了。
But actually, Jesus has given his love to us already on the cross to all those who trust and believe in him.
现在耶稣说什么？现在耶稣说：“你若爱我，你遵行我的命令。”
But what does Jesus say now? And if you love me, keep my word.
所以今天很多时候，我们不是在问自己：“哎呀，我。”我要得到爱，耶稣啊，你要证明你是爱我的，教会啊，你要爱我啊，爱我。我们要常常问一下自己，我应该怎样来爱耶稣？我应该怎样来爱耶稣的家？我们应该怎样来爱神的家
？Today we should not ask that we need love, Lord Jesus, show me your love, or the church show your love to me. But we should ask ourselves, we should love God, love Jesus, and love the Church of God.
我们每个人得救，我们不是靠我们的行为得救，但是我们确实看到耶稣称赞这个女人的行为， 要人去纪念这个女人的行为，因为这个行为很单纯，很单纯，很纯粹，真的就是出于爱，出于爱耶稣的心的行为。
We know that all of us were saved not by our deed, but Jesus remembered and praised this the deed of this woman because he did that for the purest purpose that he loved Jesus.
那么，圣经也让我们看到，在马太福音七章啊二十二到二十三节，圣经让我们看到，那个时候就也会有一些人来到上帝，来到耶稣这里提醒。提醒上帝，提醒耶稣，哎，我们有怎样怎样的好行为，我们奉你的名做了什么什么行为。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 22 to 23, some people came to Jesus to remind Jesus that they have did something good.
他说，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？你看我们行为啊，我们做很多行为啊，我们奉你的名做，我们为你做啊。
This is Lord'sLook at what we did. Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
但是耶稣却对这些人说，上帝却对这些人说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离我去吧。那这些人的行为跟那个耶稣要求人去纪念那个女人的行为有什么不同呢？
But Jesus said to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you wicked people.And what's the difference between this people and the woman who Jesus said that they all people should remember?
那这些人看上去做一些事情比那个女人做的事情要大很多，对不对？那是很了不起的大事啊。
It seems that this group of people, they did greater things than the woman did.
那女人其实做的是一件小事情。
And that woman was...Just doing a little thing.
啊，三十两银子的香膏，对于那个女人来说就是她的全部了。但是，确实对于一个财主来说也算不得什么。
That a bottle of perfume was cost only about 30 pieces of silver, and was all that the woman had at that time, but was not something not a lot for a rich man.
为什么那个女人的行为被纪念？因为她爱耶稣。为什么这些人的行为上帝不理呢？显然他们做这些哪是出于爱耶稣的心呢？
The woman was what the woman did was remembered by Jesus and because his love her love to Jesus. But these people they did all those things not out of their love for Jesus.
一个真正爱耶稣的人，无论他做了什么，当他面对耶稣的时候，面对上帝的时候，他只会记得一件事情：上帝为我做了什么。他绝对不会记得我为上帝做了什么。
A man who truly loves Jesus, whatever he did when he come before the Lord, and he will not remember what he did, but he will remember what Jesus did for him.
一个人如果能跑到上帝面前，居然对上帝说：“我奉你的名做了什么什么啊，或者说我为你做了什么什么。”这个人对上帝没有一点点的爱，他爱的是他自己。
If someone comes before God and said that what he had done for God, all those things he had done for God, and he did not love God, and he only loves himself.
就这样的人，你做再多，上帝看我根本不认识这些人。你做再多不纪念，没有意义。
This kind of people, no matter how many things they did, and the God will not remember them.
所以在阿摩斯书五章这里也提到那些以色列人，上帝厌恶那些以色列人，他们去守节气呀、啊。他们去献祭啊，就是看上去他们都在很认真的遵行神的诫命、神的旨意啊，但上帝很厌恶这些人。
And the book of Amos, verses on the screen tells us that God hates those people who practice the festivals or make sacrifices.
上帝甚至连这些人唱的歌，上帝都不听。然后他们这些人啊，我们唱赞美神的歌，上帝都不听他们唱歌。
And God even didn't want to listen to the songs. They think that they were worshiping God, worshiping God.
因为他们心里不是上帝，他们心里是自己的偶像。你们抬着为自己所造的各样偶像。
because their heart was filled with all kinds of idols, not God.
就说他们表面上看，他们听神的话，遵行神的旨意，他们去献祭，他们守各样的节气，但是上帝却厌恶他们这种行为，因为他们的心根本不爱上帝，他们心爱的是偶像，而且这个偶像是自己造的。
It seems that on the outside, those people, they practice the festivals and they make offerings and they obey the God's commandment. But God didn't like or even want to hear from them because they didn't love God. What they love is those idols they made by themselves.
所以看到这里我又要提那个 小男孩哈，就经过这件事情之后，如果这个小男孩不真正的认罪悔改，他如果有一天突然又表现出很乖很听妈妈话的样子，这个妈妈会怎么感受啊？
And think about that little boy. If the little boy didn't confess and sins and repent, and probably one day and he again pretended to be a good boy and obeyed his mother, what will the mother feel?
妈妈是感到高兴还是感到恶心呢？
Will the mother feel happy or feel disgusted?
那么，什么是遵行神的话？什么样的行为真正是合神心意？耶稣说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
What is keeping God's word and His commandments? Jesus said, "If you love me, you keep my commandments." That is, keep my commandments.
我们遵行神的旨意，我们。遵行耶稣的命令，我们按着圣经的教导去生活，我们是出于爱上帝的心。
We keep the commandments of God. We keep God's word, and we live a life according to the word of the Bible out of our love toward God.
不是因为什么其他别的原因。如果是因为其他别的原因，那么这种行为根本不是遵行神的旨意，甚至是违背神的旨意。
It's not for other reasons. If we keep the commandments of God out of other reasons, and this is not loving God. This is not keeping the word of God.
然后我们来看耶稣说的这句话：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”耶稣要求的这个爱是什么爱？是仆人对主人的爱。
Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And this kind of love is a love of a servant toward his master.
今天很多人说自己爱耶稣，对不对？
Today, a lot of people claim that they love Jesus.
我有时候看到人家车子后面贴的啊，如果你爱耶稣，你笑一下 ，smile if you love Jesus.
And I often saw the stickers on somebody is on the back of their cars and say smile if you love Jesus.
很多人说自己爱耶稣。
Many people said they love Jesus.
但是。他们这种对耶稣的爱是仆人对主人的爱吗？
But is that love the love of a servant toward his master?
不是的。
No.
他们自己恨不得要当主人。
They themselves even want to be the master.
耶稣这里说，你们若爱我，那好，那我现在要给你们下达命令了，我要当你的主人了。你不是说你爱我，你爱我，你爱我是要把我当主人来爱。
And Jesus here said, if you love me, and I will give you commandments, I will give you orders, and you should love me like a servant to obey my commandments.
今天很多人爱耶稣，其实就像他爱圣诞老人，或者就像他爱提款机，或者就像他爱什么，这个好的一个老板啊，或者是啊，如果像爱老板还好一点哈。就是很多人把耶稣想成了圣诞老人，很多人把耶稣想成了他的提款机。但是很少有人真正把耶稣当作主人，像仆人爱主人那样去爱。
Today, a lot of people love Jesus like they love the Santa Claus or the ATM machines or their boss, and they didn't love Jesus as a servant loves his master.
所以我们看耶稣讲这一句好像很平常的话，其实他提出一个非常不一样的一个对爱的要求。上帝要求人爱他。是把上帝当作主人来爱的。
And Jesus said this word seems to be ordinary, but God has given us the request that we should love God like we love a master as a servant.
然后上帝颁布命令，那我们要遵行。如果我们爱上帝的话。
And when God gives us a commandment, we should obey if we love Him.
今天很多人说自己是爱上帝，但上帝的命令、上帝的律法，有几个人去遵行呢？
A lot of people said they love God, but how many of them really obeys and lives according to the word of God?
不可奸淫，有几个人？
Do not commit adultery. How many people really obey this commandment?
人们抵挡上帝的话，人们不遵行上帝的诫命，上帝说不可撒谎，有几个人真正诚实呢？
People are against the commandment of God, and when God said, do not lie. How many people really obeyed that commandment?
上帝说不可贪婪，今天很多人说，那贪婪就是我们这个社会的动力啊，都不贪婪，社会不发展了。And
God said, do not be covetous. And, but today people claim that greediness is the strength to move the world on and to encourage the world to develop.
很多的时候，人们把上帝的命令、上帝的旨意丢在一边，然后还在说“我爱耶稣。”
And a lot of people they put the commandments and put the word of God away, and they said they love Jesus.
但这不是上帝所要的爱。上帝所要的爱是什么？你们若爱我，你就听我的命令，我就做你的主人，你就做我的仆人。这是真正的爱。
And those not the love that God wants. And God wants to love like, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, be a servant and love, like you obey your master.
爱神是真正来顺服神，或者说来服侍神的一个起点。
And loving God is a starting point to obey God's commandment.
当耶稣要兴起彼得作为教会的第一个在这个地上的一个带领者，耶稣三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”
When Jesus chose Peter to be the first leader of the church on the earth, and he asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
然后耶稣还问彼得：“你爱我比这些更多吗？”然后就指着这些鱼啊、这些吃的这些东西。
And Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than this, referring to those fish or those earthly things?
彼得三次回答：主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter answered three times, the Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣就对彼得说，那好，那你现在你来牧养我的教会，你来牧养我的羊，你可以被我所使用了。
Jesus said to him that, feed my church, feed my lambs, and you can be used by God.
耶稣没有再问彼得，哎呀，我给你讲的那些教训，你还记不记得多少？来背一背，背一背，让我来考你一下。
Jesus didn't say to Peter, how many of the teachings I have taught you that you still remembered and say to me some of those.
我们也知道耶稣给他这些使徒有权柄啊，他们可以去行异能。耶稣也没有说，哎，来，我教你的那些，我给你那些恩赐，你用一下，让我看一下。耶稣也没有这样。
And we also know that Jesus gave those disciples the authorities to perform miraculous signs. And Jesus didn't ask them to perform a sign to show that that Jesus has given them that gift.
耶稣只是要搞清楚一件事情，三次问，一件事，你是不是真的爱我？
Jesus just wants to make one thing clear. By three times he asked Peter the same question, do you love me?
真的爱耶稣，这就够了，这就够了。If
you truly love Jesus, that's enough.
你就是一个真正遵行神旨意的人，你就是可以一个被神所使用的人。Then
you are a person who obeys the commandment of God, and you will be greatly used by God.
当然了，我们也知道彼得到那个时候为什么真正的爱耶稣了，因为他真正的看到自己是一个不堪不配的罪人了。 只有罪人真正的爱耶稣。
And we know that why Peter at that time that he truly loves Jesus because he could see that he was a sinner, that he was not worthy of all those graces. And when only when he could realize that he was a sinner and he could love Jesus.
那么在诗篇119篇35节圣经是这样说哈。
Psalm 119, verse 35 says,
求你叫我遵行你的命令，因为这是我所喜爱的。
Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it.
所以对于一个真正爱神的人来说，遵行上帝的命令是他的喜乐，不是他的重担，而且他恨不得求神告诉他命令，他好去遵行。
For someone who truly loves God, obeying God's commandment is his delight, his joy, and even ask God to help him to obey God's commandment.
所以主耶稣说，就是他的担子是容易，他的轭是轻省的。但是这是对那些真正爱耶稣的人。
So Jesus said to his disciples that his burden was light and easy, and this is for those who truly loves Jesus.
我看过有个牧人呢，他有个牧者曾经讲过这样的一个故事。
I've ever read a pastor has talked about such a story.
他说有一个很贫穷的一个英国年轻人，他立志，他说我要做一个真正按耶稣教训的去生活、去行事为人的一个基督徒。我要做一个真基督徒，啊，耶稣怎么教训我要去做。
It talks about this young British young man, and he was determined to be a Christian who truly walks in accordance with the word of Lord Jesus.
然后他也蛮穷啊。
But he was poor.
然后呢，他就看到圣经中说，耶稣说，主说，施比受更为有福。
And when he read in the Bible, the verse.Jesus said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."
然后他看到马可福音十二章四十一到四十二节，圣经是这样记载，我给大家读一下。
And when he read the Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 42, and I read you the verses.
耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了许多的钱，有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。后来这个贫穷的年轻人看到这个，他说我也要给教会奉献一个英镑。
This poor young man, when he read the verses, and he said, "I want to make an offering of £1 to the church."
那是好多年前的事了啊。
That was happened many years ago.
这时候呢，就有一个声音就对这个年轻人就说：“哎，你是个穷人呐，你比别人更需要钱呐，你不要奉献一个英镑给教会。”
And at that time, a voice came into his mind and said, "You are a poor man, and you need money more than other people, and you don't make that offering."
啊，这个年轻人马上就说，啊，这是魔鬼对我说话了。
And the young man realized it's from the Satan.
好了，这个年轻人就说，好了，那魔鬼这样讲，那我奉献两个英镑。
And the young man said, "Since Satan said this to me, I will make an offering of £2."
后来魔鬼说：“你真是疯了！你要为自己存钱呐。”
Then Satan said, "You are crazy. You should save money for yourself."
后来年轻人说：“好了，那魔鬼这样讲，那我奉献四个英镑。”
The young man said, "Since Satan said this to me, I will make an offering of £4."
魔鬼说：“你彻底的疯了，你彻底的疯了。”
And Satan said to him that you are totally crazy.
然后年轻人说：“好，如果魔鬼继续这样讲，那我给教会奉献八个英镑；如果魔鬼还不对我闭嘴，我就对教会奉献16个英镑。”
And the young man said, "If Satan continues to say this to me, I will make an offering of £8. And if he didn't shut up his mouth, and I will make an offering of £16."
我不要做贪婪的奴隶。
And don't want to be a greedy slave.
我要侍奉神，我不侍奉金钱。
I will serve God instead of money.
啊，我看我有个牧者就讲这样的一个故事。我看，其实这就是那些真正爱耶稣的人，他们为什么能够战胜试探，能够战胜魔鬼
？And I read the story from the pastor, and why those people can.Conquer the Satan, conquer those temptations.
非常感谢神，就是啊，在我生命当中，我也碰到这样的基督徒。很多的时候，啊，我也说，哎呀，不要这样做吧，我们自己也很需要。他说，就 就非常有信心的基督徒，你赶紧闭嘴啊！你不闭嘴，我奉献两倍来。
And praise the Lord, I also had this kind of Christians around me, and when I said that, you still have need, you don't have to do that. And they said, don't say that. I'll make a double offering.
对于一个真正爱耶稣的人来说，真的胜过这个世界了，胜过了。
For those who truly love God, they have overcome the world.
我有时候看到人家在车后面贴的就是 smile if you love Jesus， 就是你笑一笑，如果你爱耶稣的话，你。
When I saw that sticker on people's backs of their cars that smile if you love Jesus，
然后啊，你拍拍手，如果你爱耶稣的话。
Clap your hands if you love Jesus。
如果爱耶稣仅仅需要你去笑一下，仅仅需要你去拍拍手，很多人都会说自己爱耶稣的。
If you can, you just need to smile or clap your hands to love Jesus. Many people will claim that they love Jesus.
如果爱耶稣不要求牺牲的话，不要求舍己的话，很多人都会说自己爱耶稣。
If loving Jesus doesn't need you to make sacrifices or deny yourself, many people will say that they love Jesus.
如果爱耶稣不需要去遵循耶稣说的那些命令，耶稣说的那些教训的话。很多人都说自己爱耶稣。
If loving Jesus doesn't mean that you have to obey His commandment and His teachings, and many people will say that they love Jesus.
但在上帝的眼中，这种什么笑一笑的爱、拍拍手的爱，上帝说这不是他要的爱。他要的爱是你。你若爱我，你就遵守我的命令。
But for God, in His eyes, those kind of love that you just need to smile or clap your hands, that's not the love that God wants. God wants you to obey His command.
我给大家读几处经文，我们来看耶稣是在什么情况当中对门徒说：“你们若爱我，就遵守我的命令。”
I'll read you a few verses, and let's look at in what circumstances did Jesus said to His disciples, "You should obey my commandments."
大家看到屏幕上的经文，给大家读一下。
I'll read you these verses.
约翰福音十三章三十三节：小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。这段经文告诉我们，耶稣那个时候告诉门徒，他马上要走了，他马上要离开了，他马上要被钉在十字架上受死埋葬了，复活升天。
The scriptures tell us at that time when Jesus said to his disciples and he will leave them soon and he will soon be crucified.
然后门徒就很忧愁，耶稣就告诉门徒，我有一天会回来的。我去是在天家预备地方，有一天我会回来，但是在我回来之前这段时间，世人是看不到我了，你们去找我也找不到了，你会孤独的留在这里。
And when those disciples were troubled, and Jesus said to them, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to receive you back to heavenly home. But before I came, and you will remain in this world, you will see me no more, and you will be lonely.
耶稣说，当我不在的时候，当我不在你身边的时候，当世人都看不见我的时候，你们该怎么做呢？你们如果那个时候还爱我，遵守我的命令，无论你看不看得到我，无论我在不在你身边。
And Jesus said to them, while I'm not with you, while you cannot see me, what can you do? You obey my commandments. And whether you can see me or or not that you obey my commands, that's loving.
然后耶稣说，你们若爱我，必遵守我的命令。世人是看不到我了，但是如果你们若爱我，遵守我的命令，你们会看到我，我还活在你们当中。
And if you love me, you should obey my commandments. While the world can, you can, world cannot see me, but you could see me because you love me, and I will live among you.
一个人的爱，什么时候真正的显出来，或者说真爱真正的显出来？
When does the true love when was the true love manifested?
不一定是他所爱的那一位。在他身边的时候，他就显出啊如何如何的爱你。有的时候是他所爱的那一位不在他身边，他看不到了。他怎样做，才真正显出他是不是真的爱着一个不在他身边的爱人
？It's not always that the one he loves is with him and he could show his love to him. It's sometimes when the one he loves is not with him and he could.Obey his command and do something to show that he really loves the one that is not with him.
这是对爱真正的考验。
This is a true test for true love.
天天在身边，我天天看得到你啊，我很爱你啊，我如何如何爱你。但是你如果不在我身边，很长的时间我看不到你，而且我不知道你什么时候回来，我该怎么做？
And if he's with you all the time, and you could show that you love him, and but if he's not with you, and you know that he would come back in a long time, and what would you do?
然后耶稣这时候对他的门徒说：“你们就会是这样，以后你们会孤独的在这里，我会离开，你们找不到我。但是如果你们爱我，你们遵守我的命令，虽然我不在你们身边。”
What Jesus said to his disciples, and you will remain here, and I will leave you, and you will you will not see me. But if you obey, you love me and obey my commandments, and I will come back.
如果你是真的爱我，如果你遵行我的命令，你就会看见了。别人看不到，你就会看见。其实我一直活在你们当中。
If you love me, if you love me, and you love me and keep my commandments, and you will see me, and I will live among you.
这是对耶稣，这是对上帝真正的爱。
That's true love toward Jesus.
今天很多人说实在的，我们好像看不见耶稣在我们身边的样子。
Today, a lot of us couldn't see Jesus among us.
我们该怎么做呢？如果我们真的爱他，我们遵行他的命令。
If we truly love him and we keep his commandments.
在马太福音24章耶稣谈到一个忠心的仆人。那么这个仆人就是当主人不在他身边的时候，他忠心去做主人吩咐他做的事情。
Matthew chapter 24, the verses here talk about a faithful servant. That is when his master was not with them, and he faithfully did what the masters commanded him to.
那其他的那些仆人那就无恶不作了，反正是主人不在身边的，就任意妄为，无恶不作。但是只有这一个，只有这一个，主人不在他身边的时候，他还就像主人在他身边一样，他遵行主人给他的命令。
And the rest of those evil servants, and they did all those wicked things while the master was not with them. But only this faithful servant, he did faithfully did and obeyed everything the master commanded him to do.
所以这是真正一个爱主人的仆人，就是这样。主人虽然我看不到，主人虽然不在我身边，但是我依然遵行我主人给我的命令，因为我爱他。
That's a servant who truly loves his master. Though his master is not with him, he couldn't see his master. He still obeys his commandment because he loves his master.
今天很多时候，我相信很多弟兄姊妹，尤其在今天这个环境，都会觉得，这个世界好像看不见上帝的作为。疫情越来越严重，然后越来越多的人，去。抵挡神，去做违背神心意的事情，然后整个世界的潮流，完全的是没有敬畏神。然后有时候我们基督徒在这里就是很孤独啊。
And especially today, in such circumstances, when the pandemic is still severe and when people are against God, seldom we see the, it seems that we cannot see the works of God, and we, Christians will feel lonely.
然后你也是甚至觉得好像跟你就是同心合意的基督徒好像也没有几个，有时候你就觉得哎呀，就我一个，就我一个在这里还持守一些东西，但是这些东西其实被很多人都已经嘲笑甚至是扬弃了。
Sometimes you feel that there were not many Christians who had the same mind with you and still obeys these commitments and was already rejected or ridiculed by a lot of people.
那又怎样呢？如果我们爱耶稣，耶稣说了，就在这个时刻，你虽然好像看不见他了，你看不见他的作为了，就在这个时刻，如果你爱耶稣，持守他的命令，遵行他的命令。
But we still love Jesus. Jesus said, just at this moment, it seems that we cannot see him. We will love him and keep his commandments.
然后他有一天他会来，他会对我们说，忠心良善的仆人，你们真的是爱我的。
And one day he will come back and say to us, you good and faithful servant, you really love me.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Word become flesh, come to this world to seek and deliver us.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上牺牲他自己作为赎罪祭，来代替我们接受了罪的刑罚。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, sacrificed himself on the cross as atonement to receive the punishment for us for our sins.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣基督的人，让我们仅仅凭着信靠主耶稣，我们就罪得赦免。
For us who trust and believe in Jesus, but just believing in what Jesus have done and our sins are forgiven.
我们从前不知道什么是爱，当我们看见主耶稣基督在十字架上所做的一切，我们才知道什么是真正的爱。
We didn't know what is true love before, but when we saw that the Lord Jesus sacrificed him on the cross and did everything that he has accomplished the salvation, and we know what is love.
让我们真正从主耶稣基督并他的十字架，让我们看到上帝对我们的爱，更是让我们自己看到我们是蒙了何等大的恩典，本是不堪不配的罪人。
And from Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, we can see the true love. And from the grace we have received, we know that we have been sinners and how much the grace we have received from him.
愿神把这样的爱充满我们，让我们真正的来爱我们的救主耶稣，让我们能够有信心，有力量来持守他的命令。
May God give us this love so that we can love our Lord Jesus Christ and give us the strength and faith to live His word out.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.